So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, Text number 49 and 50. Oh, today we get garland. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So there's two verses today, but the second verse is on the board, so we can't chant that. Viparyayo va kim na syad gatir tatur durutaya upastito nivarteta Nivrittaha Punar Apate Vipaparyo Vakim Vatnasyad Gatir Datu Duratyaya Upastito Nivarteta Nivrittak Punar Aparet. Okay, so first 49 is Pradayam Ritaye Putran Mochaye Kripanam Imam Sutame Yadiya Yeram Mrityurvana Mridyeta Chet Pradaya, promising to deliver Mrityave unto Kans, who is death personified, for Devaki. Putran, my sons, Mochaye, I am releasing her from imminent danger. Kripanam, innocent, Imam Devaki, Sutaha, sons, me, my, yadi, whether, jayaran, should take birth, mrityu, kans, ba, or, na, nat, miyeta, should die, chet, if, biparyaya, just the opposite, va, or, kim, whether, na, not, syat, it may happen, gati, the movement, datu, of providence, duradhyaya, very difficult to understand, upastita, that which is presently obtained, nivartita, may stop. Nivrittaha, Devaki's death being stopped. Punaha apatet, in the future, it may happen again, but what can I do? Translation, Vasudev considered
by delivering all my sons to Kams, who is death personified. I shall save the life of Devaki. Perhaps Kams will die before my sons take birth, or since he is already destined to die at the hands of my son, one of my sons may kill him. For the time being, let me promise to hand over my sons so that Kamsa will give up the immediate threat. And if in due course of time Kamsa dies, I shall have nothing to fear. Translation, please repeat. Vasudev considered, by delivering all my sons to Kams, who is death personified, I shall save the life of Devaki. Perhaps Kams will die before my sons take birth, or since he is already destined to die at the hands of my son, one of my sons may kill him. For the time being, let me promise to hand over my son so that Kams will give up the immediate threat. And if in due course of time Kams dies, I shall have nothing to fear. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Vasudeva wanted to save the life of Devaki by promising to deliver his sons to Kams. In the future, he thought, Kams may die, or I may not beget any sons. Even if a son is born and I deliver him to Kams, Kams may die at his hands, for by providence anything could happen. It is very difficult to understand how things are managed by providence. Thus Vasudev decided that he would promise to deliver his sons to the hands of Kams in order to save Devaki from the imminent danger of death. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandigam Adadanas Trinandantai Vritam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padambujo Tulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpa Trubhyastra Kipa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance and my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances at His lotus feet. So we've been hearing these last few days how Vasudev is trying in so many ways to save the life of Devaki. First, he tries philosophically that death is born with your body. You're going to die anyway sometime. There's no certainty. But that is certain. Prabhupada always said, death is certain. And he gives a nice example that we put one foot down and then we put another foot down. So like that, our traversing this world of birth and death is just like footsteps on the sands of time. And he gives other example about a little worm. Worm is on one leaf and he searches around, he touches the next leaf, then
So like that, the soul is traveling from one body to the next. So he gives so many philosophical, he appeals to him as a great king, he flatters him. You're the jewel of the Bojaka dynasty. Everyone hated comes, but anyway, he has to flatter. And in so many ways. But Kansa is not moved. So then he thought, here the word is upastita. What is the present time? Devaki's life is in danger. And he considers that nobody understands the workings of providence. It's very intricate. So who knows? Kams may die before my sons are born. Anything can happen. We may think that we're very safe. Just like last month we were seeing, everybody was living very peacefully in Beirut, and suddenly by accident, huge explosion there, so many people died. They thought they were living in their house very safely. We don't know. Anytime death can come. So maybe Kans will die before even my sons are born. Who knows? Maybe I won't have any sons. Even if I do have sons, we've already heard that one of my sons is destined to kill Kans. So Kans will die by the hands, and anyway, he's going to die. But right now, the danger is that he's ready to kill Devaki. So let me get the spotlight off of Devaki and see what I can do. In the future, we'll see what happens, what the Lord has ordained. So now he's going to suggest that he will give over whatever son is born, he will bring it to Kams. Kams can do whatever he wants. And even Kans, big demon, he knows the value of Vasudev's word. If Vasudev promises to bring the son, he will definitely do it. Vasudev has no faith in Kams. We'll see later. He brings the first son, and Kams says, yeah, no fear for him taking back. By association of Vasudev, seeing Vasudev so nobly carrying out his word. Can anybody do that? Your firstborn son? You know this guy is going to kill it. Can you take your firstborn son to somebody and kill it that you know is going to kill your son? And nobody can do like that. But he has to keep his word. Nobody in Kali Yuga, that's the last leg of the cow that's being, a bull that is being beaten, truthfulness. But even Kant, by association of Vasudev, he also became a little compassionate. Then, all right, you can take this one back. But on the way home, Kant is doubting, Vasudev is doubting whether Kant will actually spare him or not. And nobody can know. So anyway, Vasudev, he's trying in so many ways, and we can take inspiration from Vasudev. Because, and Devaki. Because sometimes we face so many troubles in our life, and generally we think, oh, why Krishna is doing this to me? But actually Prabhupada has explained that for a devotee, Krishna minimizes the karma. Krishna minimizes the karma. Just like my first temple president, Harinama Prabhu, at one point he was president of a temple in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And he was bitten by black widow. Black widow is a type of spider we have in America that's all black except on the belly there's a red hourglass sign. And they're quite poisonous, although people usually don't die from them. You get very sick. If you're an old man or maybe baby, you could die from the bite of these things. So one bit him on the leg. And his leg became very swollen. He got fever. He was practically delirious. But Prabhupada was coming to the airport. So he went to the airport, and Prabhupada came out, and
because he couldn't bend his leg. He stuck his leg out funny to pay his obeisances. And Prabhupada said, "What is the matter with your leg?" He said, and Harinand told him that I was bitten by this spider and it's swollen. And Prabhupada said, "Actually, by your past karma, you were meant to lose that leg altogether." Prabhupada told him, "By your past karma," Prabhupada could see our past karma. He said, "You were meant to lose that leg. But Krishna has minimized." So actually by our past karma, when I think of all the things that I've done, especially when I was a little boy, sometimes they like to torture other creatures. And so I tortured so many creatures. It's like, who was it who he pierced an ant, and who was it that then he got stuck on the king ordered him to be pierced by a spear, and he went to Yamaraj and cursed Yamaraj. Who is it? Yeah, some rishi was there anyway. So Krishna minimizes. In this case, he was very angry, therefore he cursed Yamaraj. So anyway, but little boys, they like to torture other little creatures and things like that. If actually I had to suffer my past karma, I'm afraid of what it would be. Plus we did, in our young youth, we did so many sinful activities. So whatever trouble we're undergoing, we should think, actually Krishna is minimized. We can see Devaki and Vasudev. We never read in Srimad Bhagavatam, they say, "Oh, why Krishna is doing this? He's killing all our, allowing all our children to be killed. What is the use of this Krishna? I'm going to give up my Krishna consciousness." We never saw it. We can be inspired. Little tests that we go through are nothing compared to what Vasudev and Devaki had to go through. But they never lost faith in Krishna. They never lost faith in Krishna. They knew, as he says here, no one can understand the will of the Lord. It was all predestined to all these things. And actually it was beneficial because these sons were had been cursed to take this birth. So by being killed by Kamsa, they're free from the curse. Narad Muni, he knows all these things. Later we'll see Narad Muni tries to speed things up. Jai Si Si Gorni Jai Si Si Krishna Balaram Ni Radha Sham Sandhu. So we can take inspiration from Vasudev and Devaki that despite all the difficulties they had to go through, they never lost faith in Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Just like Kans, he's also Krishna conscious. We've been hearing about how he's, and we'll hear as it goes on, how he's day and night thinking about Krishna. In fact, Krishna conscious, so Krishna conscious, 24 hours a day, he's remembering Krishna. I'm envious. I wish that I could remember Krishna 24 hours a day. Kansa is so Krishna conscious. One time his servant brought some water for Kansa. So he put it in a nice silver glass, the silver tray. So we know silver, it shines and it reflects colors. So Kansa saw something shining and something colorful is coming. He called his guard, "Guard, guard, kill him, kill him. Krishna has come. That dust has come. That rascal has come. Kill him, kill him." The servant said, "Are Maharaj, I brought your water." Kans, even thinking about water, he's thinking about Krishna. It's like we're always taking people on Prikkaman, it's so hot, and everybody's, we're telling nice stories about Krishna, but what are the people thinking about? Prabhu, water. Where's some water? The first word that our foreign devotees learn in Hindi, Pani. We're going to these holy places, we're hearing these wonderful stories, and what are we thinking about? Water. And Kant's seeing water, he's seeing Krishna. The cook made nice feast for Kamsa. put some nice colors. I made beautiful bright yellow puris and green palak paneer sabji and nice tomato chutney and nice brown. Oh, he made strawberry halava. It was nice and pink. And pakoras, and you're getting water in your mouth. Huh? Beautiful feast. He put it on silver tray, silver thali with silver katoris. He's bringing it. It's shining. It's sparkling. It's very colorful. From a distance, Kamsa saw. He said, "Guards, guards, kill him. Krishna's come. That dusta's come. That rascal's come. Kill him, kill him." Now tell me the truth, Sachbolo. When you see that big, nice, juicy gulab jamun sitting on the Sunday feast plate, do you think of Krishna? But Kant's even seeing his prasadam, he's thinking about Krishna. He's seeing Krishna. And Kant, he has two wives, Asti and Prati. They're the daughters of Jarasan. His Kams, he made nice treaties with Jarasan, all the other demons. In fact, he took shelter of Jarasan. We'll see later, he throws Kamsa, Ugrasen, his own father, he throws him in jail. But because he calls his good friend Jarasan with his armies, and nobody can do anything. So he married the daughters of Jarasan to make the ties with him even more intimate. So Asti and Prati, they put on nice dresses, colorful dresses, beautiful jewelry, nice crowns. They came before their Patidev, their husband. As they were coming, Kansa looked, "Guards, guards, they both have come, Krishna Baldao, both have come, kill them, kill them." "Hare Maharaj, it's us, your wives." And I tell all the married men here, Sachbolo, tell me the truth. When you see your wife, do you see Krishna? Bola Sach. But Kans, even seeing his wives, he's seeing Krishna and Balaram. He's so Krishna conscious. And we'll see later, Krishna has a big fight with Kans. First he kills Kubala Yapida. Then he fights with Chanur and Mustika. He and Balaram fight with Chanur and Mustika. So many big fights are there. Then finally he fights directly with Kansa. This is one of the rasas. We know Krishna, he's Rasaraj. He enjoys rasas. So one of the rasas, Biryaras. So this is actually very pleasant. Though Krishna's fighting with Kansa, this is great. This is pleasure for him. He likes a good fight. This is pleasure for him. But Kansa's Krishna conscious is not considered bhakti. Although he's thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day, he's fighting with Krishna, Krishna's enjoying a good fight. But it is not considered bhakti. Why? Because Rupa Goswami has described bhakti. It is bhakti rasasamita sindhu. What's the phrase start? Anyabhilasitam sunyam jnana karvani anavritam. Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Rutama. The Uttam Bhakti, the best bhakti, Jnana Kramadi and Navratam. It is free from this jnana and karma. Just like we've been discussing about this Purushottam month, nobody likes to do any karmakand or any activities. Fruitive activities in this month. I forgot the name, Malmas, the stool month. But for devotional service, it is very good. So we want to kick out this Jnanakarma and Navritam. When he's covered, should not be covered with this Jnanakarma and Navritam. Jnanakarma and Navritam. Anukul means favorable. Anukulyena Shilanam, Anushilanam. Constantly thinking of Krishna, Anukul, favorably. This is Uttam Bhakti. But Kansa's activity is not considered bhakti, even though he's thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day. Even though Krishna is getting great pleasure with fighting with him, his activity is not bhakti because he's thinking how to kill Krishna. His consciousness is pratikul. Just like on the other side, it's like very soon the month of Damodar will come. It's going to be a very strange Damodar month for us this year. But our favorite month, Damodar, is coming. Kartik. So in Kartik, we'll hear about in Gokul, at Ukkal Bandhan, how Mother Yasoda was feeding Krishna. She was churning the butter, and Krishna came running. Because first thing Mother Yasoda did, she put Lala to rest. Because all the ladies know, and all the girls are going to get children sometime, you'll learn very soon, you can't get anything done around the house as long as the children are awake. So Mother Yasoda, she chanted very nice, sweet songs to put Krishna to sleep. Nice lullaby to put Krishna to sleep on his bed. And when Krishna was asleep, then she poured all the yogurt. Because in Braj, we don't scrape the cream off of the milk and turn that into butter. We take the whole milk, turn it into yogurt, and then we churn it into butter. So she poured all the yogurt in the churning pot. The churning pot is a very thick pot. Because then we have this wooden churning rod with little spokes on it sticking out from the end. And we tie two ropes to the wall, and one rope we spin around like this, and then those two ropes hold it straight, and then the middle one, So Mother Yasoda, she's churning the butter. Sound is coming like this mridanga. Sound is coming like the mridanga. And Mother Yasoda has so many bangles. So those bangles are going ching, 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 ching. Just like this kartal. And Mother Yasoda, while she's churning, she's thinking of her Lala. And she's singing his names. She's churning away. Brr, brr, ching, ching. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. She's chanting the names of her Lala. In one lecture, Prabhupada explained that as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, then immediately Radha and Krishna go, oh, someone is chanting our name. And Prabhupada then explained, then the trick is you chant with so much love that Radha and Krishna will say, oh, someone is taking our name so sweetly, let us go and see who it is. So that is just ordinary chanting. We just chant Hare Krishna, Krishna and Radha, they go, oh, someone is chanting our name. But Mother Yasoda, she's chanting in Vatsalya Prem. The Vatsalya Prem Kirtan is going on. How Krishna going to sleep? How Krishna can sleep when Vatsalya Prem? Even our ordinary half-baked japa calls Krishna's attention. So what to speak of Mother Yasoda? So then Lala, he got up. He wants to go to Mother Yasoda. But his bed is very tall and he is very small. He's looking all around the bed how to get down. So finally, he puts his feet over the edge of the bed and he's holding on. But he's very small. He still can't reach the ground. But now he's down so far, he can't pull himself up either. He's just sitting there like this with his legs kicking. And he's beginning to cry.
But Mother Yasoda, she can't hear the crying. Brrr, brrr. And she's singing. She can't hear his crying. So finally, he finally just let go. Boom! He came down. Then he went running to Mother Yasoda. He went running to the churning room. And that person who's churning the hearts of everyone in the whole universe, he began to try to stop the churning rod of Mother Yasoda. Like this, he's trying to stop. Although he's churning everyone's heart, he's trying to stop the churning rod of Mother Yasoda. So Mother Yasoda, she misunderstood. Oh, he must be hungry. Actually, he was very pleased by her Vatsalya Prem Kirtan. But she thought, oh, Lala woke up, he must be hungry. So she placed him in her lap, and she began to put her breast into his mouth, and she's feeding milk from her own breast. We can't imagine the fortune of Mother Yasoda. And she'd just seen this beautiful moon-like face of Gopal. Beautiful color of a monsoon cloud, just like we're chanting this Chaurashtakam every night. What is Ambuda Shamalata Choram, something like that. He's stolen the black color of the cloud. He's a big chor, big thief. So she's and his teeth are there. Little drops of milk are slipping from the corners of his mouth, beep, beep, like little pearl drops. This is what she's seeing. But meanwhile, in the kitchen, she has some milk boiling. Because she's going to use this milk to make sweets for her Lala. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, we heard that milk boiled over. But in their commentaries, the acharyas, they explain something else. That milk was thinking that Mother Yasoda, she has unlimited love for Lala. And Lala has unlimited love for Mother Yasoda. She will go on giving milk, he will go on drinking, she will go on giving, he will go on drinking. This will go on for eternity. I will never get offered to Krishna as a sweet. What is the use of my life? He decided to suicide himself by jumping into the fire. He decided to suicide himself by jumping into the fire. So suddenly Mother Yasoda, she smelled something. So then she put Krishna down. Actually, she tried to put Krishna down. Because Krishna immediately grabbed on with his... He put his two legs around her arm. He grabbed onto her choti, her braid. He grabbed another hand on her sari. In English, we have a saying like having a monkey on your back. I don't know if you probably never had a pet monkey, but when I was in Colombia, South America, we had a farm and we had a little black monkey. And once that monkey gets on your back, on your shoulder, there's no way you can get him off. He puts his tail around your neck, he grabs your ear, grabs your arm. So Krishna, he grabbed Mother Yasoda's choti, he grabbed her sari, he put his two arms around her, his two feet or legs around her arm, like that. Anyway, anyhow, Mother Yasoda finally pushed him onto the ground and left him, and ran to save the milk. And we heard in Srimad Bhagavatam, Mother Yasoda, she pulled out some wood, she sprinkled some water, because milk is boiling over, we always sprinkle some water to make it cool down and go down. But our acharyas, they've explained something else. That milk was singing, the Mother Yasoda, she had the perfection of life. We just described, Lala's in his most attractive form as Gopal is sitting in her lap, drinking milk from her own breast. We can't imagine such fortune of Mother Yasoda. All we can say is, Maya Yasoda ki jai. But she's not interested in her own fortune. She's interested in the devotee, because this milk of the devotee is going to be offered to Krishna as sweets. She's worried about the Vaishnava. She's not worried about herself getting perfection. She's worried about this Vaishnava. So seeing Mother Yasoda's extraordinary love for the Vaishnava, that milk jumped back into the pot. He decided not to suicide himself. Meanwhile, Krishna is very angry. I was drinking milk so sweetly, and this Maya, she just threw me on the ground like this. He became very angry. So Krishna's become angry. So how is it that Mother Yasoda's actions are bhakti? We saw Kams, Krishna was very pleased fighting with Kams, but it's not bhakti. But Mother Yasoda's made Krishna angry. He's very angry. He looks around. How can I? What rascaldom can I do now? So he saw, because this butter churning pot is very thick. It got this big rod with these wooden spokes in it. It's running up and down the side. Brr, brr, brr. Has to be very thick. Not easy to break. But in the kitchen, there's a special stone for grinding all the spices. That's very heavy stone. So Krishna took that stone and pow! He smashed a hole in the pot. He smashed a hole in the pot. Then he thought, uh-oh, now I'm going to get big trouble. And he ran out of the butter churning room. But anyway, Mother Yasoda's activity, she threw Krishna down on the ground. She was trying to save the milk for Krishna's service. Her bhav was, Kansa's bhav was to kill Krishna. Her bhav was to serve Krishna. So her bhav was anukul. Although Krishna has become angry, her activity is still bhakti because Krishna has become, because she was in anukul bhav. She's thinking about for the fortune of Krishna. Kansa is thinking about killing Krishna. So even though Krishna has become angry, her activity is still considered bhakti because her bhav is anukul. Anukul yena shilanam bhakti ruttama. So, therefore we always have to perform our devotional service anukul. Favorable consciousness. What will please Krishna. Generally think what will please our senses, but we have and Krishna is known as Govinda. In one lecture Prabhupada explains, Go means senses. So Govinda means who gives pleasure to the senses. But Prabhupada explains the trick is that if we try to please our senses, then we'll become frustrated. But if we try to please the senses of the Lord, automatically our senses will be pleased. So Krishna gives pleasure to the senses. Not that we beg Krishna for sense goods. Generally that's what we do. We go before the Lord. Oh Krishna, please give me a break. Give me this, give me a car and a job and a house by the sea. Swami Jai Jagadish Hari. Generally we're praying for our own sense gratification. But we should just pray for Krishna's service. By serving Krishna, our heart will become fully satisfied. Because no amount of sense gratification will ever satisfy us. Because we're not this body. Just like one of the examples that Prabhupada gave that made me a devotee, is he explained that just like you have a bird in a bird cage, you can make the cage out of silver, you can make this cage out of gold. Just imagine the price nowadays has gone so sky high because of this pandemic. You can put a nice Modipan carpet in the cage. You can put an HD TV in the cage, Sony Trinitron TV. But will the bird be satisfied? He wants something to eat. We feed the bird, he's satisfied. So same way, this body is like a cage. And this bird-like soul is sitting inside this cage. Now we can do everything for this body, but how soul will be satisfied? It can't be satisfied. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, lust burns like fire.
And we know fire is burning. If we put more fuel in it, will it go out? It will blaze even more. We throw some petrol on the fire. You know, I'll put out the fire by making it burn more. So lust is like that. The more fuel you add to it, it burns brighter and brighter and brighter. Our heart is burning. But when we try to satisfy Krishna, oh, the heart becomes satisfied. So the more we try to gratify, his name is Govinda, who pleases the senses, but the trick is to please Krishna's senses, then we become pleased. The trick is to please Krishna's senses. That is the trick of the name Govinda. Just like we've been studying a little bit about Jamuna and Braj, so there's one almost abandoned ghat called Govinda ghat along the Prikama Marg, just near Chir ghat. If most of the ghats are, nobody knows anything about them. In fact, about Govinda ghat, I've searched, and there's so many different. Somebody say it's where Krishna disappeared from the gopis. Somebody says where Krishna reappeared to the gopis. So finally I searched in Bhakti Ratnakar, where Raghava Pandit takes Srinivasa Narottam on Prikama of Braj. So he also takes them around Vrindavan. And sure enough, Govinda ghat was there. And he explains, Raghava Pandit explains, this is where Krishna reappeared. Because we know Krishna to test the, put down the pride of the gopis. He disappeared from the rasa dance. So Govinda ghat, because that was very pleasing when Krishna reappeared, that was very pleasing to the gopis. So that place became known as Govinda ghat. Just near, between Chir ghat and, what is that one? Imli Tala. There's one small ghat is there. Or maybe it's on the other side of Chir ghat. I have to look it up again. So the trick is to please Krishna senses, then our senses become pleased. So by pleasing this body, we'll never become satisfied. We have to give some spirit. The soul is spiritual, so only something spiritual will satisfy the soul. So what are we going to do? Everything around us is material. But Lord Chaitanya has appeared in this dark age of Kali. And he's shown us how to give nourishment, how to give that spiritual nourishment to the soul. Because what do we do? We only have anything material. Does that, we know that verse, Ataksi Krishna Namadi Nabayad Grayam Indraya Seva Mukhi Jivaru Swayam Eva Spratida. Ataksi Krishna Namadi, Krishna's name, pastimes, form. Ataksi Krishna Nabayad Grayam Indraya. It's like we have the word grahak, customer, enjoyer. So grayam, they're not enjoyed by these material senses. So how are we going to approach Krishna? Seva mukhihi jiva, though. Jiva means this tongue. This tongue has two business. One is speaking and one is tasting. So if we use this tongue, this sense of the tongue, to please Krishna by chanting his name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then that transcendental sound vibration will please the soul. This is the nourishment. This is the food that the soul is looking for. If we please Krishna by singing his name, then automatically our heart will become satisfied, because that is where the soul is sitting. Lord Chaitanya has made such a simple process in this age. So we can all take advantage of this simple process of Krishna consciousness, always chanting Krishna's name. Then we'll be able to leave all these pandemics and wawemics and whatever isms and schisms and trouble and strife. Will it leave this miserable material world, go back to home, back to Godhead, and dance eternally with Krishna?
So we'll put our voice to rest here. If there's any questions, we can try to answer them. Where's Jigyasu today? No questions. I put everyone to sleep. There's no questions, and we can all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's given us a secret how to satisfy the soul by chanting very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.